Psalm 88, a psalm when we feel death is knocking on our door. In this psalm, He-Man is afraid that death is coming to him. He said, "My soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave," in verse 3. "I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am a man that hath no strength." There are times when all of our strength is zapped from us, and we feel as if we can't even get off the floor. And it is true that sometimes we are but a moment away from death, a step away from eternity. But it is God that controls that moment. He it is, the one who knows when the last grain of sand will fall from the hourglass. Understand that, friend, that we look at the hourglass and believe there's only a few grains left. But God can suspend those grains and keep them from falling. Have you not been in a place in your life where you thought death was close to you, that sickness would take you, that sorrow would take you, that discouragement or depression would take you? But God preserved your life and lifted you up from it. God is able to suspend time for you, though thy perception is that death is on its way. Never forget that good King Hezekiah was to die, and God brought back the dial of Ahaz for him. Now, he may not bring back the dial for you visibly, but he can. He can heal thee from all thy afflictions. He can heal you from the greatest fears that you have. He can stop them. He can bring you back. Can he not bring back thy life from corruptions? Can he not preserve you and your days and keep you alive? He is able to apply that balm of Gilead to whatever ails your heart and soul. And he's the preserver of our lives. He is able to keep us from death. Sometimes we look too much to our afflictions in the present state we're in, and we start to get tunnel visions, and we can't see anything else around us but the affliction and the problem that's right before us. So we think morbidly that death has come to us. He-Man says that he has no strength and that death must be near to him. When we are in trouble of mind or under depression and afflictions, they mount up and we believe we're on the doorstep of death. But if we be on the doorstep of death, let us remember that the Good Shepherd is there. He is the door. And we need not fear to enter into it if we are. "For yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they do comfort me." God's rod on his children is a great comfort. It is not always pleasant to feel the rod, but it is pleasant to know the hand that holds the rod is the hand of love, a hand of great love and affection to the saints of God. George Whitefield wrote in his diary at different times when he was 25 years old. He was a sick man for most of his life, but he wrote in his diary, he thought that he would die. He thought that his days were numbered, that he was done. It is true our days are numbered, but it doesn't mean that we know when death's door knocks. He lived another 30 years of service for his Lord. Other men like John Wesley lived to be 85 and 86 years old or something like that in the service of the Lord. So we know not when that last grain of sand will fall from the hourglass. We have to keep that and commit that to God. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints, though. If you and I do die, it is precious to God, and he will be there with us. We can have faith in that if I'm to die, and that last grain of sand is to fall from that hourglass, that to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. The Bible says to comfort one another with these words, and we ought to do that when we see people that feel as if they are ready to die, and they are Christians, and they are afraid of that. We should try to comfort their hearts and show them that they don't know that, and hope to the end that God will spare their life and that they will do all they can by the grace of God to spare and keep their lives as long as possible in good health, with good exercise, with, you know, good friendship and devotion to God and reading of the scriptures and prayer. But He-Man thought he would die, and it doesn't appear that he did die. It appears that he lived for a long while after that. So trust the Lord for when your death will take place. Let the Lord number your days and count them, and God will show you and take you to life everlasting.